Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me again for another night. I hope everyone has had a wonderful week. And for those listening here in the States, we are getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. And so for a lot of people, that means a busier weekend. And for others, it means an extra day off. So I hope that everybody will enjoy that and appreciate why we have that holiday. So tonight I wanted to talk about finding true happiness and, you know, what does that mean? Where does it come from? How do you find it? And where do you begin? So many people look outside of themselves to find happiness. But ultimately, all happiness stems from love in some way, shape, or form. It has to come from a place of love. So, you know, you can buy everything in the world and still not be happy and still not be fulfilled, even though you would think, you know, especially if your challenge here right now is in this lifetime is with money, you would think that, you know, having a whole bunch of money would make you happy. And it very well may for a while, but eventually, if there's a lack of love in your life, there won't be the happiness. Now, let me just clarify. When I say a lack of love, I don't necessarily mean from another person. The type of love that I'm talking about actually is from the love of self. So loving yourself, that's where it really comes into play, that, you know, you'll find the real happiness. So the first thing to do to begin the journey is to start to love yourself. And so if you're in a really deep and dark place, you're not satisfied in your life, you're not happy, you know, you're grumpy all the time, you're quick to criticize, you're always judging people, you want to be left alone, you're antisocial, you know, all those things are huge indicators of, you know, a lack of love for yourself, because when you love yourself, it's so much easier to love others and let other people in. And oftentimes when you're just really unhappy, it's because you're unhappy with yourself. And maybe it's not necessarily just with your life in general. It could be that you're unhappy with, you know, your decisions that you've made. You're unhappy with what you feel is your lot in life. You know, all those stories that we bury ourselves under. So, you know, to really be able to break free from all that, you have to start to uncover your stories and let those go and heal and release them, because everybody has a story about something. That's how you form your opinions in the world. That's how you decide what's right and what's wrong. It's how you decide what you like, what you don't like. It's also how you decide what you believe and what you don't believe. It all stems from some kind of a story that happened somewhere. So it could be that, you know, you had a situation with a parent or a sibling, and, you know, maybe your sibling was very cruel to you, didn't like you, told you nobody loved you, told you you were unwanted, you know, all those kinds of things. So if that's something that you heard growing up, somewhere in your mind, that kind of stuff might stick. And especially if, you know, growing up, you and still you don't have a great relationship with, you know, your siblings or your family, that can be a stem of unhappiness and a root for why you're unhappy. So starting to unwind those stories and releasing those stories from your life is a huge part of it. And you have stories about everything. It could be people in school, jobs you had, employers, other family members, just decisions that you made that you weren't happy with later or you weren't very proud of. So all those things create stories. Anytime you interact with somebody, you've basically created a story in your own mind. And so it could also stem from, you know, an old relationship. Maybe you weren't treated the way you should have been treated. You know, all those kinds of things. So what you do to start is first you have to take responsibility and try to figure out what part and what role that you played in the story. So, you know, what part did you have? What part did you play? And sometimes that's easy to do and sometimes it's not so easy to do because people don't really tend to want to be very honest with themselves. But you have to really have a level of honesty with yourself, with any kind of personal development work that you do, because otherwise you're just going to spin in circles and you're never going to actually get to, you know, the root causes, and you're never going to actually change your life and start to be happy, because you have to take responsibility. You have to own your life. You have to own the decisions in your life, and regardless of what situation you are in or what or have been in, rather, you know, however you came into this world, if you're listening to this right now, that right there tells me that you want to change, you want to be happy, and you have to let go of the stories. So, you know, just start back as far back as you can remember. Yes, it can be very depressing. Yes, it can make you cry. Yes, you will detox all those feelings from your body, but detoxing all the negative, detoxing the sad, detoxing the angry, detoxing from the unforgiveness, that's what clears the space and makes the room in your body, in your mind, and in your soul for real, true happiness. That's where it comes from. That's where it stems from. So what you have to do is, you first, you know, go back as far as you remember, look at the stories, be honest with yourself about what parts you may have played, and then you also have to, you know, try to find where is the lesson in the story. Why is this story still clinging to me? Why do I feel like this story has some way, shape, or form been included in my life? Why is it still a part of me? Because that is, if it's coming up for you, it's still there. And it's creating a block. And it's something that you have to deal with. And so finding the lesson. What's the lesson in this story? So it could be, you know, maybe you didn't make a great decision. You didn't make a good choice. And, you know, recognize what was the thought pattern? You know, what was your age? Maybe you just weren't old enough to know better. And, you know, anything like that. You know, maybe you didn't have a great example and you know better now. So any of those things you want to look at and understand why you made the choices that you made, or try to understand, you know, what landed you in that position, what landed you in that story. And sometimes it's something that's completely out of your control, and that's perfectly fine. But then you still want to ask, what's the lesson? What can I learn from the situation that I can now take forward and apply into my life now so that I can make better decisions and I can stop reliving patterns and stories that I don't want to live anymore so that I can be happy? So, you know, it could be, and it could be something where somebody was unkind to you, but it can also be where you were unkind to another person. And those are the hardest ones to look at, but those are the ones that are really, really powerful in changing and shifting things, because you can then say, I can see that I was hurting, and that's why I was mean to this person, because I was hurting and I didn't know better, and this is how it ended up, my anger ended up expressing itself, was from being mean to somebody else. For example, if you were picked on, you know, growing up, maybe you picked on other people, and maybe you can see now that obviously that was not a nice thing to do, but you can see now that it was because maybe you didn't want to be picked on first. So you thought if you were the person that started picking on people, you would avoid being picked on. You know, if you were the one gossiping about people, maybe, you know, at that age and that maturity level, you thought that you wouldn't be the one gossiped about because you're starting, you know, the gossip about other people. So those kinds of things, you know, and judging people and just being not kind. You know, you have to really own that stuff, and you have to be very brutally honest with yourself and say, you know what, I was not kind. I was extremely unnice, and, you know, get to a point where you really feel like, yes, I wish I could go back and change it. Obviously, you can't, and a lot of times you can't even find that person to the past or apologize, and a lot of times, you know, they probably don't want to hear from you. They don't care that you've worked through it. They don't care that you want to apologize. But you're not necessarily doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself. And that way you can know, I wasn't very proud of myself in that moment, but I know better now. I wouldn't repeat it again, or hopefully you wouldn't. And that's part of the work, is figuring out things that you don't want to repeat, things that you don't want to do again. But especially if it was somewhere where you're being unkind to someone, you know, you can say, I don't want to repeat that, and I don't want to do that again. And, you know, you make the corrections moving forward, and then you forgive yourself. And you can just simply say, I forgive myself, or, you know, just feel it in your body. And you'll feel it when that shift takes place, where you've released and let go, because you can be honest with yourself and say, I'm ashamed that I did that. And I'm ready to let it go, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry to this person. You can just energetically send it, even though, you know, you can't maybe directly speak to them. You can always energetically send it. You can pray about it. You can pray for, you know, the release and the forgiveness within yourself. You can, you know, ask the, for divine assistance and guidance, or ask the angels to just deliver that message of apology energetically for you. And let that just release from your energy and release from your body. And, you know, then you can let it go and move forward. So, but let's say maybe it's a situation where somebody was unkind to you. So how do you release those things? Well, it's a little bit harder. Again, you have to figure out, what's the lesson and what role did I possibly play? You know, if any. And I'm not saying that every time something happens to you, it's your fault. I'm not saying that by any means, but what I am saying is, sometimes there's situations and things that led up to what happened that maybe could have been changed. But the bottom line is, you can't change it now. All you can do is find the lesson and then decide to not make the same choices to put yourself in a similar situation again. So, you know, that's a start, but then it's really looking at the other person and truly trying to step into their shoes. And for a lot of people that are new to forgiveness work, that are new to personal development, that sounds like a really big turnoff. I completely understand. Like, you don't want to have anything to do with this person. You don't want to, you don't want to know why they did the things they did. You don't care. You just done, right? So that feeling is the exact same feeling whoever you hurt probably has about you. So you have to heal all of it, and you have to heal it on all sides. And that's what makes the biggest difference. But anyway, so yes, if you want people to forgive you, you have to forgive other people, and you have to choose to step into their shoes and understand that they were probably acting out or reliving or trying to hide from situations and things that happened to them that they didn't want to face. Now, I'm not saying that that's an excuse, and I'm not saying that that makes whatever they did okay. That's not what I'm saying. And what you have to understand about forgiveness work is that you're never forgiving for the other person. You're forgiving for yourself. And especially when you're forgiving yourself, you're forgiving for yourself. Because that's the biggest thing, is forgiving yourself. You can pray to whatever you believe in all day for forgiveness. But until you forgive yourself, it will not leave you. And I personally believe that, you know, everything that we have done has already been forgiven. We just have to forgive ourselves. So, and that's just my personal belief. It has nothing to do with any type of a religion or anything like that. That's just my personal belief that everything that has been done will be done, you know, has already been forgiven. It's a matter of forgiving ourselves and forgiving each other. That's where the divine spark comes in. That's where the divine connection links us all. So back on track. So you've had to try to find compassion for the other person and try to understand maybe where they were coming from. And again, you're not making excuses, but you just want to find that place where you can release it and really feel sorry for them. A lot of times people do things because they've been really, really hurt at some point in time. They've been, whether it was when they were a child, they were discarded, they weren't shown love, they weren't shown attention, affection. It could be, you know, that they were abused or picked. Could they have made different choices? Absolutely, yes, they could have made different choices. Are they responsible for their actions? Absolutely, just like you are responsible for your own. However, that doesn't mean that you can't, you know, it doesn't make it okay to not forgive them. You should forgive them. And by forgiving them, you're not condoning what they do. You're just releasing them from your life. And it's so freeing. It is such a freeing experience to just forgive people and feel it just leave your body. Like you feel it. You feel the shift on all levels. You feel it, you know, energetically. You feel it mentally. You feel it emotionally. You feel it physically. You just feel it leave your body. So when you can step into the other person's shoes, try to see where they were coming from, find some kind of compassion there where you can kind of have compassion or feel sorry for them, and just enough to be able to say, I forgive you and I release you. That's it. That's all it takes. You don't have to go find out the person. You don't have to go search the person out and tell them that you forgive them. If you feel very led to do that, you could, but it's not necessary. You know, you can, again, energetically forgive them. You can, you know, release it and just give it over to spirit, hand it over. But spirit's not going to take it from you if you will not release it from yourself. I know so many times people pray for things to be taken from them, or, you know, they say, I give this up and I offer it up, but they don't let it go, or they want help with a problem, but they don't let go of the problem. So it makes it very difficult for source and spirit and energy and the universe to act on your behalf to do things when you're not really willing to release it. So by finding the compassion and offering up the forgiveness just energetically to the universe, to source, to God, to spirit, to the divine, that's when they will come in, the divine will come in and clear it out of you. And you'll feel it. It'll just be like a breath of fresh air. You're free. You're free. And it's gone. And what you'll find as you start the forgiveness work is that things that maybe you had forgotten about will start to surface. So, I mean, there could be situations that you completely hadn't thought of in years. But the fact that they're coming up means that you're getting to deeper and deeper levels of forgiveness and clearing that junk out of your body, out of your system, and you're making more and more room for joy and abundance and happiness to come in. So, you know, trust that stuff as it comes up. Don't shove it back down. Don't ignore it. You know, ask, what am I supposed to learn here? What forgiveness work needs to be done? Who do I need to forgive, or how do I need to forgive myself? And then you'll become a pro at it. Like, stuff will come up and you'll be like, okay, I gotta let this go. I gotta release this. And you'll start to be able to very quickly work through some of this stuff. But the more you ignore it, the more you run from it, the more you don't want to face your story, you don't want to face your past, you don't want to think about the people in your past, the more you run from that, the more you're going to continue to be unhappy, and the more your life is just going to, you know, your life is just going to continue down the same path that you've been going. Because if you're unwilling to change and do something different, then don't expect your life to change. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes to change your life if you really want it to change. And the biggest thing you can do is start with this forgiveness work and healing and releasing this stuff. So that is where you begin. That is where you're going to get the biggest shift. And so after you do your forgiveness work, or really while you're doing your forgiveness work, because a lot of it goes hand in hand. It's a whole journey that kind of all goes together. But you'll find that, you know, you start to find gratitude and happiness in random places because you're, again, opening up to it because you're releasing out all the stuff that you don't really need anymore. And so, you know, you'll start to find gratitude, which is a huge, huge key to unlocking happiness and finding real and true and lasting happiness in your life. So it starts with forgiveness of yourself and others, and then it moves into gratitude for everything. And if you're not ready to face and do your forgiveness work yet, that's fine. Start with gratitude. You know, what do you have that you can be grateful for? You know, whether it's the clothes on your back, the food in your mouth, you know, however you're listening to this, the ability that you have to listen to this, whether you have, you know, your phone or internet or, you know, what have you. The fact that you have those things, you have the ability to access this information, you know, that's something to be grateful for because there's many people that don't have the ability to access the information that's out there that they need to find their own happiness. So, you know, you do the forgiveness, you do the gratitude, and you make it a daily practice. You know, just every day, every morning or every night, especially every night before you go to bed is a great time to ask, you know, who or what do I need to forgive today? Where do I need to forgive myself? Where do I need to forgive other people? And that just kind of keeps you cleared out as you go, and it keeps it where you have less to deal with. And you'll find, you know, that you just start to change and you start to become a happy person and you start to have happier experiences happen because you're just clearing out all the junk and you're clearing out all the negative stuff that you don't need anymore. So that's really where it begins. You also want to, you know, try to have some kind of a connection with Source and Spirit. And, you know, that's obviously key. I've talked about several times, meditation, prayer, journaling, of course, the gratitude, those kinds of things get you really connected to Source, to your Creator. And that helps guide you through daily happiness. And also connecting to your intuition. And that helps you stay high vibe and happy, right? So that's how you find the happiness and you stay happy. I do want to say you cannot find happiness in stuff. You know, you might find joy. You might really like things. But happiness comes from within. Maybe it's the joy and the experience of whatever you're doing. Maybe it's the joy and happiness from the ability to purchase things. So you really want to rethink, you know, what does happiness mean? So ask yourself, what does happiness really mean to me? And what does that look like for me? Because if happiness for you is buying a bunch of stuff, I would ask you to look at that again. Because I'm sure you've experienced buyer's remorse, or you've experienced where you've purchased things that you really thought that you were going to love and cherish, and then you get them home, you don't even care, you don't want it anymore, it doesn't make you happy anymore, and you know, you either want to take it back or it gets put up somewhere, and you just don't even pay attention to it anymore, you know, those kinds of things. So you can't really, you know, buy your way to happiness. Yes, it's nice to have things, and that will make you happy, but having the gratitude for those things is what really makes you happy and keeps you happy with your stuff. Other people cannot make you happy. Happiness comes from within, so you have to do all that work that we talked about, and that's when you'll start to see the people around you will interact with you differently because you're becoming a happier person. They're going to be happy. You're going to be happier to be around them. And it's contagious. You know, you'll invite more happiness into your life. So, you know, if you're with somebody and you think that you're not happy, you're probably not, but it's you that's not happy, not that person. It's not up to your spouse, your significant other, or some, you know, dreamed up, you know, relationship that you're going to have somewhere in the future. You know, it's not up to those people to make you happy. You have to make yourself happy. Nobody can make you happy. You know, if the perfect dream significant other or, you know, guy, girl, whatever, walked into your life right now and they were everything you wanted and, you know, they just, I don't know, worshiped the ground you walked on and did everything you asked them to and they, you know, provided you with everything you needed, blah, 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 right? Your whole list. If they just randomly showed up, but you don't like who you are, they're not going to make you happy. You're going to find those things to nitpick. You're going to find the things that you're not happy with about them. They could be perfect. They could be everything you asked for, but you're going to find the flaws because you're trying to hide the fact that you are finding all these flaws in yourself. So anytime that you're judging someone else, you need to stop and think, am I guilty of this myself? Because 9 times out of 10, you probably are, and you're just not willing to look at it. So if you think, you know, whatever you think about people, whatever it is that you feel like somebody's not doing to make you happy, are you just not doing it yourself, and therefore you're not making yourself happy? Because nobody can make you happy. So I just really definitely wanted to point that out. And that's how you find really a deep love relationship. You know, you start to love yourself. You start to look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. You start to look in the mirror and tell yourself, you're beautiful. You start to make choices that are good for you, for all of you, for your health, for your mental state, for everything. You want to make good, positive choices and love yourself and take care of yourself. And, you know, when you love yourself, that's where you invite real love in, because again, all happiness stems from love. And so that's also how you form those loving relationships that you want in your life. You know, that comes from finding your own happy, falling in love with yourself, and then the love that you have for other people will just expand and it'll be reciprocated. So, you know, it starts there. So, you know, don't give up hope. Never give up hope. There's always light. There's always a chance. You know, there's always an opportunity to turn around your negative thought pattern, turn around your judgmental thinking, turn it off and find the opposite and make your life what you want it to be. You know, find happiness with your friends. Find people who you want to connect with that are on your same vibe, that not ones that are going to make you happy, but ones that where you're already happy and you're happy to be around them. You know, those are the kinds of people that you want to surround yourself with. So hopefully you found some of that helpful that you can take away and use. For those of you who don't know me, it's a little late, but my name is Whitney Ladd, and I'm a certified angel coach. I'm an intuitive, and I'm a spiritual coach. So you can find out more about me on my website, WhitneyLadd.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/WhitneyLadd. And I do private coaching. So if, you know, that's something, if you like what you hear, I've piqued your interest, it sounds good to you, you connect with that on a soul level and you want to work together, we can definitely do that. You know, go to my website, you'll find ways to contact me. You can always contact me on Facebook and, you know, we can hook up that way. I would love to work with you. I'd love to help you. I also have some free mastermind class coming up. The date keeps moving. I don't know if it's going to be on the 5th or if it's going to be on the 12th, but one of those days I will be offering a free master class, and I'll be opening up some sessions and some group things soon. So make sure you go check all that out. And I hope that you all have a lovely week. Stay safe this weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.